The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel, Tupper's Plains, Ohio, connecting people to God. Join us now for an exciting message from our guest.
I'm not going to be sharing with you this morning. We have a special speaker, Pastor Ivy is going to be sharing with us this morning. She walks in the office of prophetess, and we have Ivy and Linda Well both walk in that office. And there's other people with prophetic gifts in here, but there are certain people who walk in an office. And Ivy and Linda and, I don't know of others in here who do, but I know that there are probably others that may very well have some of those giftings, but you've not been recognized in the office of a prophet. But it's a very important part of the New Testament church. And we're so thankful that that these people are willing to step forward. Now, it's not one that's promoted a lot here at Bethel, but it's an important part of our church. So I want everybody to know and recognize the office that she walks in, and that we do recognize that. The New Testament church, in order to operate properly, must have the fivefold ministry functioning within its borders. Now, sometimes we may not have a particular ministry in this church, but we bring those people into into our local body to minister, such as, apostles. I bring Apostle Mark in and Apostle Kelly. We've had other apostles come and speak into our lives. So those giftings may not necessarily operate in this body, but they're in the body of Christ. So as we see these giftings take place and you see how it operates, I want you to understand the importance of each office. And the office that Sister Ivy walks in is such an important part of the body of Christ. So I just want you to give her a big praise God this morning for sharing with us. She's going to bring the pulpit.
Well, hey. He gave me such an auspicious introduction, so I thought I'd just come in with a colloquialism. Hey. Because, I'm just silly like that. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You know what? This is going to be a little different. So you may want to stay there. I don't know. I'm sensing a whole lot. This is fitting to be fun. Okay. So it's fitting to be fun. Glory to God. So good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be up here talking with y'all today and just so honored to be a vessel of Jesus, somebody that he can talk through. That's wonderful. It's wonderful. God, we just thank you for this morning, and we just ask for your voice to be loud. We ask that you be amplified. We ask that you be glorified. Yeah, I'm talking, but it's you that's speaking. Hallelujah. Jesus, we honor you. Father God, we honor you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And thank you, Lord God, that we're not walking out the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, okay. Well, if I had a title... Oh, yeah, isn't that cute? She put it up there. Thank you. Yeah, that's the title, Bethel Is ... I told you it's going to be special. Now, some of you have probably heard this before. You can stop for a while. Some of you have probably heard this before because this is kind of a continuation, so to speak, of a dialogue that the Lord started having with me like way back in, 2009, 2010. And then he spoke to me for a while. And then he had me get up, I think in 2014, and share what he was speaking to me. And then, I'm getting ahead of myself. So I just want to say that this church is called Bethel, and Bethel means house of God. So if you are new to our congregation, hello, welcome. This is your orientation. We're all, and then if you've been here a while, you know, you can get oriented too, because he's moving some things around, because he's God, he's Holy Spirit, and that's what he does. He's good that way. So the church, this church is called Bethel, and Bethel means house of God. When you come here weekly, when you worship Jesus within these walls, when you tithe, when you volunteer, you can call Bethel your home. Amen. And I'm going to say all those again, because you don't get to pick and choose those. You don't get to pick and choose these things. This is not a multiple choice test. You got to do all of these things to call Bethel your home. So let me say them again. When you come here weekly, when you worship Jesus in these walls, when you tithe, yeah, I said money, hallelujah. When you tithe and when you volunteer, every member serving, as Pastor says, EMS, every member serving, you can call Bethel your home. Yeah, and this is a good home because it's a house of God. Yeah, yeah. I tell you, when I say that, I just get like the Holy Ghost sparkles. If you don't know me, I have to tell you, I love sparkles. I do. I love sparkles. I love sparkly things. I love sweet things. I just love all of that, because I'm just kind of like, I'm a sparkly girl. So I'm speaking today because God wants me to ask you, do you know where you are? Do you know where you are? The first time I walked into this building, it was 2009. And when I walked in, there was a fragrance in the air, and I felt a breeze. And I just remember looking around to see if there were like fans blowing. And I looked up at the walls to see if there was like an air freshener thing generating the phrase. And I turned to my friend Kim. Y'all remember Kim Ramey and Greg Ramey? They used to be praise and worship. Well, they brought me here. So when I turned to my friend Kim and I asked her, I said, do you smell that? Do you smell anything? And she said, the cafe's down the hall. So, and I was like, oh, she don't get it. But back when I came, the cafe was in the youth room. It was so cute. And it had like a what do you call that, in the front of the restaurant? Yeah, it had counter seating. We rolled like that. We did. It was cute. And when I went back there, I just remember, oh, that's so fancy. That's so cute. But that's not, that the smell that I was smelling, it was not coming from the cafe. No, it was, and I realized that it was, I was smelling something in the spirit, and the fragrance, it was so good. And the breeze, it was so refreshing. And the only way I can describe it, the only thing I think that we have in this earth that's similar to it is the smell of lavender. But it was so much better than that. So much better than that. And so, I began to smell this thing, and I realized it was something in the spirit, and I became a member of Bethel a couple of weeks later. Pastor Rob came up to me. Pastor, he don't know what to do with me sometimes. He came up to me, I don't know, like the second service I was here. He was like, well, hi, Ivy, you're here again. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to come here. And that was my membership class. I just looked at Pastor and I said, yeah, I'm going to come here. And that's the way it happened. Well, I talked to Otis first, you know, because we're married and all that. But, you know, that's a given. So after that, you know, I started working in the church, and Pastor made me become the praise and worship leader. And, yes, he made me become the praise and worship leader, because I was kicking and screaming against that trust. I was not feeling that. But he said, I'd like for you to be the praise and worship leader. And my husband kicked me in the behind and said, yes, you will. And so I did. So, yes, don't we love wonderful men of God? Aren't they special? Yes. So I would say I was nose blind. Y'all seen that Febreze commercial? The nose, when the person goes in and they're nose blind, they don't smell the whatever it is in the room. Well, I was nose blind for about 3 years.
And then God pronounced that fragrance again to me. And then that was in 2012. And then I would say, you know, I'm busy, I'm working in the church, and I got nose blind again. But recently, I would say, I don't know, oh, probably July, late July, early August of this year, I wasn't nose blind anymore, and the Lord brought the fragrance back to me again. And he took me to the original passage that he gave me back in 2009. He took me back there, and he asked me to read through it again, and I was like, really, Lord, you want me to bring this message again? And he clearly and succinctly said yes. And when he talks to me like that, I don't argue. I just do. I don't argue. I just do. So after being nose blind, he brought that fragrance back to me, and he took me to Genesis chapter 28. And I'm going to start reading at verse 10. It says, now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there were angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Woo! Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Surely the Lord was in this place, and I did not know it. And so the Lord is asking us again, do you know where you are? Bethel is the house of God. This is his house. And so after he had me read through that scripture, I was like, okay, God, yeah, I get it. Jacob was doing his thing. He had to run. He messed up, blah, blah, and he took me to this. And then he spoke four phrases to me. The first one, Bethel is a place to rest. The second, Bethel is a place where heaven touches earth. The third, Bethel is a place to hear and receive God's promises. And lastly, Bethel is a place to dream dreams. Those are the four things that the Lord spoke to me. Pretty fun. Because he's talking about Bethel here in Tupper's Plains. Seriously. Are you glad? I'm glad because what an honor to be told that this is where you live. These are the attributes of your address. It's pretty awesome. So he spoke these phrases to me again this year, and again he's asking, you know, he wants you to know where you are. He wants you to know what you're supposed to do because this is your address. This is the place that you call home because you come here weekly. You worship Jesus within these walls. You tithe and you volunteer. These are your traits. Bethelites. That's you and me. We're Bethelites. So the first thing he wants us to go through this morning and talk about, because he wants to explain these things to us. Bethel is a place to rest. Bethel is a place to rest. And in Genesis 28, verses 10 and 11, I'm going to read this part again. It says, now Jacob went out from Beersheba and toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Bethel is a place to rest. Now, let's talk a little bit why Jacob had to go. He had to take a journey. In Genesis chapter 27, Jacob and his mom, they did something shady. Shady. Jacob tricked his blind father into giving the first son birthright to him. Jacob wasn't the first son. He was the second. And he tricked his blind father. Look, I'm telling you, that's some shady mess when you trick your blind daddy. That's shady. And that's what he did. He tricked his blind father into giving the firstborn birthright to him. And so when Esau, who was the firstborn son, when he found out about that, y'all, he was mad. He was mad. And you know what? Esau honored his father so much that he did not kill his brother while he was alive. While his dad was alive. He's like, you know what? Okay, I see what you did. I see what you did, but you know what? As soon as dad dies, you dead. That's what Esau was saying. And so their mother heard what Esau said, and he said, oh no, Jacob, you gotta go. And so Jacob ran. Jacob had to run because he did something extremely shady. He ran under the guise of going to find a wife. So as he ran, you know, we can kind of think of ourselves in this situation today, in that type of situation today. Some of us have made wrong and questionable decisions in our past. Yes, we have. We ain't been perfect all our little life. We have not been perfect all of our life. Some of us have made wrong and questionable decisions, but God says, I have a place for you, and that place is here, because Bethel is a place to rest. You can rest and be forgiven of your sin. That is one of the purposes. That is one of the attributes of this church. Glory to God. Forgiveness. Peace and acceptance reside here. If you can't get with forgiveness, if you can't get with peace, if you can't get with acceptance, I don't know. This may not be your address, because that's what's here, because that's what God demands. He says forgiveness, peace, and acceptance are here because the blood of Jesus rules here. We, as Christians, we are viewed under the blood. When God looks down on us, he sees us through the blood. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He sees us through the blood. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forgiveness, peace, and acceptance reside here. If you need that, this is your home. Come live with us. Call this your address. You are welcome here. You are welcome here. Now, family, we have to do, family, Bethelites, we have to do everything we can to not get in the way of that. We cannot get in the way of forgiveness, peace, and acceptance. It should be dripping off of us. It should be stirring down deep within us. When a new person comes here, forgiveness and peace and acceptance should rise up within us. If you don't have it, pray for it. Come to the altar and ask God for it, because that should be dripping from us, because Bethel is a place to rest. If you need these things, you are welcome here. And family, Bethelites, we are not going to get in the way of God's plan for you. Now, when Jake, yes, amen. You know what? We're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord God, Lord, there's some of us, Lord God, there's things that we see, things that we know, we just don't understand. And Lord, it just feels wrong. But you know what? We're going to look at this situation through your eyes. Father God, right now, we just ask that you open the eyes of our hearts so that we can see like you see. And Lord God, we don't want to get in the way of your plan, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now when, yes, hallelujah. When Jacob got to Bethel, he was able to lay down and rest. If you are a Jacob, when you get here to Bethel, you're able to lay down and rest. You're not going to hear about what you did wrong over and over again. You're not going to have to recite and ask for forgiveness over and over again. One time, one and done. because you have forgiveness and you have peace and you have acceptance here because Bethel is a place to rest. Father God, hallelujah. We just say hallelujah right now, Lord Jesus, because we realize what an honor and what a privilege it is to be a refuge for people that need rest. We thank you, Lord God, for that honor. We thank you, Lord God, for that privilege. And God, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted. We Bethelites, Lord God, we just say thank you. Thank you for thinking of us so highly that you have allowed us to be this type of place. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to skip a little bit because I want to make sure I get these two points out most particularly. Bethel is a place to dream dreams. When you get here, you feel that rest, you feel that peace, you feel that forgiveness, and you feel that acceptance, and you can rest. And then you can just kind of lay down in the spirit. And as you're relaxed and laid down in the spirit, he begins to download into us. And he starts telling us things. And he starts rejuvenating lost dreams within us. Isn't that wonderful? Have you experienced that? I've experienced that here. I have. When I came here, I was a wounded person. I was a wounded person. Some things had been done to me that I just didn't understand. But when I got here, I was able to rest. That's part of the reason why I was kicking and screaming about leading the praise team, because I was like, oh, I'd like to rest for a minute longer, Jesus. But he didn't say that. So, you know, but after you get that rest, you can start to dream again. And the word dream in this particular verse in Genesis 28, verse 12, the word dream in this passage is a Hebrew word called halem. Everybody, let's say halem. Yes, it's the Hebrew word halem. And one thing that you have to understand about when you translate words in the Hebrew and when you translate words in the Greek, you have to kind of unpack them a little bit. It's like they're in a box and you have to dig and you start pulling out stuff. All this stuff, you start pulling it out and you realize, oh my gosh, this word means a whole lot. Well, yes, this word means to lay down and dream and have pictures and, you know, like movies playing in your sleep or something like that. Yes, it does mean that. But it also means that you're dreaming to be healthy. You're dreaming to be strong. It also means you're dreaming to become healthy because you were in a place where you weren't healthy. You were kind of emaciated in the spirit. It also means dreaming to become strong. And when you unpack that word a little more, it means plump. So, for those of us who plump, for those of us who are plump, we're healthy. Hallelujah. We are healthy. We are plump in the spirit, and we're plump in the spirit, and we brought it into the natural. Hallelujah. Brought it into the natural. So again, that word means to dream to become healthy, dream to be healthy. It means dream to be strong, dream to become strong. You're no longer emaciated in the spirit because God has lit some things up. He's rejuvenated some things. He's downloading into your spirit through your dreams. That's what halem means. And that's what was happening to Jacob after he did that shady thing to his dad. He had to run and he was exhausted and he went to sleep and the Lord began to download into him and restore him. That's what happens here. Bethel is a place to dream dreams. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, right now, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for rejuvenating our spirits. Thank you for downloading into us, Lord God, and letting us know that your promises to us are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord God. Now, God desires to restore dreams in his people because dreaming makes us healthy. Dreaming makes us strong. Dreaming takes us out of that starvation place of unforgiveness. It takes us out of that starvation place of hopelessness. It takes us out of that starvation place of judgmentalism and legalism. That's what dreaming does, because God gets us in a place and he restores us. If you are a person in this place right now, if you haven't dreamed in a while, or if you've been quiet about your hopes, ask God to restore that within you. Ask him to restore that within you. As Vince said, he will. Hallelujah. He will do that for you, because he's a good father and he wants his children healthy. He wants his children strong and he wants his children plump. He wants all of that for us in the spirit. So if you are struggling to trust, if you're struggling to believe, if you're struggling to depend on Jesus, ask him for a dream. He'll give it to you, because he's a good father and he's good that way. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, there are some people, Lord, who are so bound up by the cares of this world, Lord God. They are afraid to hope. They're afraid to see themselves in prosperity. They're afraid to see themselves without pain in their bodies, Lord God. And Father, I pray that you would give them a dream and let them see themselves on the other side of this thing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I thank you that once that dream is deposited, the enemy cannot take it away. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, Jesus. We honor you because you are good. We honor you because you build us up. We honor you, Lord God, because you don't give up on your people. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that Bethel is a place to dream dreams. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know what? Bethel is also a place where heaven touches earth. Woo! Heaven, you know what? When I was a child, I was constantly told what we get to have when we're in heaven. I was constantly told what all the good things about heaven, streets paved with gold, gates so big that nothing could get in and harm you, and there's diamonds and rubies and everything everywhere. Guess what? Bethel is a place where heaven touches earth, so whatever is in heaven can come here. Whatever that's in heaven is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So at Bethel, the angels, they would come down a ladder, and they would come down that ladder, and then they would go back up. They would come down that ladder, and then they would go back up. And every time angels come down from heaven, they're doing something. They're handing out good messages. They're handing out blessings. They're handing out hope. They're also handing out judgment. That's what angels do. And in Bethel, that's what's happening. The angels are ascending and they are descending. And that is what's happening in this church. This morning, there was just a heavy occurrence of Holy Spirit's presence. And that's because Bethel is a place where heaven touches earth. He comes down and he sits with his people. It's good. Don't take it for granted. Allow it to happen. Open the eyes of your heart. Open your physical eyes and look around. Heaven is touching earth. He's opened up something so that we can see, hear, and receive. Amen? Now, I'm declaring, since Pastor said I was a prophet and all, I'm declaring all this stuff. I'm declaring on earth as it is in heaven here. Let's say it together. On earth as it is in heaven, here. Oh, let's do it again. On earth as it is in heaven, here. In the name of Jesus. That is what we are. That is our address. Bethel Church, Tupper's Plains, on Route 7. Heaven touches earth. Isn't it good? Isn't it exciting? Do you feel God's presence? Do you see him changing your life? Do you see him answering your prayers? Because that's what he does. Because Bethel is a place where heaven touches earth. Now, in heaven, praise and worship does not stop. It don't stop. It's always going on. There's always somebody in heaven who's praying or singing and thanking Jesus. And that's what we need to be doing here. don't be late to service. Don't be late. Come here, worship Jesus so that we can match what's going on in heaven. Because again, we are a place where heaven touches earth. Our praise and our worship should never stop because he's worthy. He's do it. He's an awesome God. And we must never forget that that's why he made us. We were created to praise. We were created to worship. That is our purpose. That is our purpose. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, it says to work as though you're working for the Lord. When we're on our jobs, we're worshiping. When we're in Walmart, when we're in Kroger, we're praising. Because everything that we do should be done as unto the Lord. Praise and worship doesn't stop just because we walk out of these doors. That's the reason why it's so important. It's so important that when praise and worship is going on here in our congregation, when it's going on, we've got to get in there. We've got to get to the most holy place because in Colossians 3:23, we are working as though we are working for the Lord. We want to carry Jesus wherever we go. Wherever we go, remember that Bethel is a place that heaven touches earth. And it's not only supposed to be for us, it's supposed to be for the world. For the world. What we get here is for our workplace. What we get here is for our extended family. What we get here is what we give out when we are doing the Christmas giveaway. Oh, I tell you, that is just one of the things that, just that thing that we do every year, it's a part of that wonderful smell that is in this church because of Holy Spirit. When we make that deposit for those families and those kids get down there in their house and they are opening a gift, we are reminding them that heaven is touching earth. What a good thing. What a good thing. What an awesome thing. We're not talking about being Santa Claus to people. No, that's not what we're doing. We're reinitiating hope in the lives of people who are in a hopeless situation. We're bringing joy to kids who didn't think that they deserved it. How wonderful that is. God, we don't take this place of honor for granted. God, we thank you that every presence, Lord God, as the child is opening it this year, Lord, I pray that they would just sense your presence, that they sense your presence. And Lord God, that they would just look for it in every place, that they look for it. And Lord, as they're looking, if they wind up here, Lord God, we thank you that they will be welcome here and we will help them grow and be a good Christian for you. We thank you for that, Lord God. So it's heaven touching earth. Gosh, it's so many things. It's as the scripture says, righteousness, peace, and joy is the kingdom of God. When heaven is touching earth, we are experiencing righteousness. We're experiencing joy. We're experiencing the grace and the mercy of our wonderful God. Our God who's not asleep. Our God who watches over us day and night. That's who we get to worship. That's who we get to experience. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Thank you, Lord God, for the honor and for the privilege. Now, again, Bethel is also a place to hear God's promises. In Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 and 14, God was just downloading into Jacob and just telling him everything that he was going to be. And what that is for us here at our Bethel is that God is constantly telling us what he wants from us, what he's going to do through us, what he's going to do for us. It's wonderful. It's a praise to hear and receive his promises. And what the Lord is saying in this is that position yourself to hear. Position yourself to receive. Now, there are a lot of us that are hearing the promises of God, but we haven't positioned ourselves to receive that those promises are for us. Well, you know, I just want to say something really simple. Of course they are. Of course. Our God ain't stingy. He's not stingy. And he's not saying, well, I don't know, Linda. I don't know if that promise is for you. I think that's probably for Curtis because he's better than you. That's not what God does. He don't talk like that. He's not like that. Of course his promises are for us. Position yourself to receive. His promises are yes and amen. And it's not just for me. I'm no more special than you. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. Where's your faith, church? Where's your trust? Our God loves us and he gives us stuff. Amen. Yeah. Yes, he does. You know what? Poverty is not for us. It just ain't. I don't care. I don't care that, you know, there's papers and dissertations about us being in the belt of poverty. I don't care. Because his promises for me and his promises for you are yes and amen. And Bethel is a place to hear and receive God's promises. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Of course his promises are for us. Of course. Some of us are out of work right now, but of course his promises are for you. They just are. Because that's what he said. We used to sing this song when I was growing up. Whatever you want, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. The Lord will make a way right now. I'm saying God's got it. He will make a way. He will make a way. And so, Father God, right now, I sense that there are some finances that need to be restored. I sense that, Lord God. And Father, I pray that you're filling it up. You're filling it up, Lord God. And Lord, that that place, that account, that bank account, Lord God, will be like the jar of the widow woman. She'll just keep digging. She'll keep digging and go into that jar. And it's just going, there's always going to be something there. Our bank account will be like that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I declare it. I declare it. It's not going to run dry. There will always be something there because you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. We must position ourselves to hear and receive God's promises because that's what he wants for us, his children. Family, do you know where you are? Do you understand that we are a place where heaven touches earth? We are a place to rest. We are a place to dream dreams. And we are a place to hear and receive God's promises. That is our address. That's our address. And oh, Lord, right now we just say hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We hear you. We receive. We lift our hands and we lift our hearts, Lord God, to receive from you right now. We lift our hands, God. We thank you that you are the lifter of our heads. Lift our heads above our circumstances. Lift our heads above our opinions. Lift our heads above our past experiences. We thank you, Lord God, that your mercies for us are new every morning. Your grace is all sufficient. It does not stop. It's full and it's overflowing for your people, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we say that you are welcome here. Flood this place, Lord God. Fill the atmosphere. Lord God, your glory is what we long for. Help us to become more aware of your presence. Help us to know that you are near us. Lord God, we pray for a deeper realization that you are Paracletos, that you come alongside of us. You do not leave us. You do not forsake us. You're always there, helping us to go left, helping us to go right, letting us know when to go straight. We thank you. We thank you. We sense you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, thank you for reminding us who we are. Thank you for reminding us where we live. Help us to remember it. Help us to walk it out. Help us to trust. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's God. Woo. I love that. This is our address. This is who we are.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I'd just like to bring these two messages, the message that Eddie gave us last week and the message that Ivy just shared with us together, because Eddie's message was to get out of the box. And we all understand that sometimes we do get in the box. But also, you know, as Ivy is sharing with us, there is a time of rest. And sometimes we need to just rest in the presence of the Lord. But we can get too comfortable in there. That's when we need to throw the box off, get out of that. And then we need to just recognize all these other things that she brought to us. Dreaming dreams, knowing that this is a place where God, where heaven touches earth. And where we receive from the Lord. And I'm just so thankful that God has brought people like Pastor Eddie and Ivy who speak the Word of God, speak words of encouragement, and allow us to be able to grow together as a body. If you're watching us, you're streaming with us this morning, we want you to know you are a part of this. You may not be able to be here, but we're sharing this morning with you because you're a part of who we are here in this place. We're all part of the body of Bethel.
Thank you, Lord.
This is
our
address, and this is who we are. Stand with me this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to dismiss prayer. Father God, thank you for this place that you have given us. We call it Bethel, house of God. Help us to know, Lord, that we are Bethel, each and every one of us. And help us to always recognize that we're part of the overall body of Christ, Father God. You've called your people into this earth to be a witness for you. As we leave this place, Father God, we're moving in, we're moving out of this worship service this morning, but we go as vessels of worship wherever we go. Whatever we touch, whatever we encounter, whatever we endeavor to do is all about glorifying you. Help us to be the kind of vessel that lifts your name on high, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That others will look at and know. There truly is a God in this earth. And he's using a people who look to him, who cry out to him to touch the hearts and minds of others. Help us to connect people to you, Father.
Yes,
that's what we're
yes.
all about. Use each of us to do that. As we leave this place today, Father God, thank you for the message.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And the direction that you've given us today. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope you've been blessed by this message because our desire is to connect you to God and His kingdom with anointed messages. If you have enjoyed this podcast and would like more information about our ministry, please visit our website at bethelchurch.community. And remember, love never fails.